This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Presidential votes are still being counted in several states across the country, and at this point, the race remains too close to call. It's an uncertain time for everyone. For many immigrants in the country, uncertainty is something they've learned to live with during the Trump administration. And as WBUR Shannon Dooling reports, the future of some immigrants living in Massachusetts may rest with the ultimate winner.
Irma Flores has lived in Massachusetts for almost 20 years. Originally from El Salvador, Flores and her family have made a life here. She works for the city of Somerville and has five grandchildren, all of them U.S.-born citizens. Flores says the outcome of the presidential election could very well mean the difference between keeping her family together or being separated.
Physically, I feel sick. Emotionally, I'm tired of the last 4 years, 3 years. But at the same time, I need to have that hope, at least to continue working and see if we can stay in this country.
Flores is in the U.S. with humanitarian authorization known as temporary protected status. The Trump administration has been trying to end TPS for several countries, but it's been caught up in the courts. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he wants to safeguard TPS and explore pathways to citizenship. Flores knows there's no guarantee that'll happen if Biden wins, but she says at least there's hope.
It's a lot of people, it's a lot of lives who are pending of this election.
One of those people is Maria Merida. For close to 3 years, she's been living in a church in Greater Boston, away from her family, trying to avoid deportation. She's currently waiting for a final decision on her asylum application and watching the election results. I felt really bad, but today is a little better. I felt like my head was going to explode, like I had a really bad cold, but it wasn't that. It's just nerves. Merida thinks about what it'd be like to move around freely again, to go for a walk, and to cook dinner for her sons. She says she can't imagine continuing to live the way she's been living, no matter the outcome of the election. Well, up until now, nothing is known for sure. We're still concerned. There's no security, not yet. And that's the worry a lot of us have. And we're depending on just keeping an eye on the TV to see what's happening. Others are trying their best to avoid getting caught up in the news cycle. 22-year-old Estefany Pineda is instead focused on her studies.
This week has been so stressful because it has taken my mind off from like school a bit, and I have so much going on with school, so it's like a lot. But I look as a DACA recipient, if Donald Trump wins the election, then that means that he can go ahead and try to end the program again.
Pineda is a senior at UMass Boston, but the completion of her schooling depends largely on her immigration status. Pineda was born in El Salvador and came to the U.S. with her mom when she was a child. Right now, she's able to study and work as part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which the Trump administration tried to dismantle. The Supreme Court in June ruled against the president, but Trump has signaled he'd try again to end DACA if he's reelected.
Things could go either way right now. If the current administration stays, we have to keep fighting. And even with the new administration, that's to hold it accountable as well and to also keep on fighting for things that are not right.
No matter who ends up in the White House, Pineda says there's still more work to be done. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.